We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, just for a few programs, we would humbly speak about the dialogues of the various different famous people in the era of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and how in their dialogues they spoke about the excellencies and the superiority of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So, of course, many of you probably know Jabir ibn Hayyan, of course, one of the fathers of chemistry, if I'm not mistaken, where even in the present day, it was Jabir ibn Hayyan's work that has led to modern era chemistry and its advancements. And of course, Jabir ibn Hayyan was a famous student of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So somebody once asked him that, you know, you are such an expert in this science and, you know, you have all this knowledge about this science. Isn't that so wonderful and great? And so Jabir ibn Hayyan, he replies and he says that, you know, really I have nothing, and whatever I have, it is from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says Ja'far ibn Muhammad alayhi salam is one of the masters in jurisprudence, knowledge, science, and excellence from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So of course he says one of the masters, because he's also referring to Imam Baqir alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and so forth. So this is what Jabir ibn Hayyan, you know, says about Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And really this is a testament, you know, when the students of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam are at such a amazing level of knowledge and mastery, to the point where thousands of years later, you know, it was their foundations that have helped to develop modern era sciences. I mean, this is something that is really amazing. It's not something that one can just lightly say and look over and not reflect upon. And this individual who has such a, you know, solid position when it comes to the modern era sciences, he is saying that I'm a humble student of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He is saying that the real master in not just one science, but in all these sciences, in knowledge and in excellence, is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It is really something to take note of. And we should also put forth these things about the divinely appointed imams and not hide them. Try our best to show the world these beautiful divine personalities, which of course will help to cure and heal and save the world that we are living in. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
Another beautiful teaching from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is the following hadith. Implementing this hadith gives you peace of mind, my dear brothers and sisters. It brings you rahat al-qalb. It removes stress from your life. The Imam alayhi salam states, "Ar-raghbatu fi dunya turithu al-ghamma wal-huzn, wal-zuhda fi dunya rahatu al-qalbi wal-badan." The Imam says, having expectations from this worldly dunya, from materialism, always pursuing this dunya, wanting this dunya, wanting money, wanting power, wanting this position, wanting attention, competition for attention. The Imam says this leads to sadness, to depression, to grief, because you can never get enough of this dunya. We always have expectations. A true mu'min, a successful couple, a successful human being is the one who does not have any expectation. If my spouse serves me, I don't take it for granted. I thank them from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it. Because when you expect something and the person gives it to you, right? You don't genuinely thank them. Why don't you genuinely thank them? Because in your mind, غصباً عنك, I expect this, I deserve this. So if you serve me, you did something to me, it's your job to do so. That's the attitude. And that's why you cannot even be thankful. And I've seen this, wallahi, I've seen this with a lot of married couples, right? Sometimes one side really goes out of their way to serve the other side. The other side is still not really happy. And when you dig deeper to see what's going on, yeah, it's her obligation. It's his obligation. They're just doing their job. You ruin your marriage with this type of attitude. Don't have any expectations. Not having expectations puts you at peace. At night you sleep, you have no grudges against anyone. Because you don't expect anything from anyone. Your expectation is only from Allah. Not everyone, not anyone out there in society. The Imam says this brings you peace of mind and it gives you health. It's good for your body as well. So this is truly a beautiful, amazing hadith that we learn from Al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.